Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Trend Body Problem, or just Trend. Is there a "the" on the front of it?
Not on the TV show, no. No, no. It's just Trend Body Problem.
Trend Body Problem is the name of the show on Netflix. I feel like it would have been on HBO in a previous lifetime, but...
I feel like it should have been, but, you know, reasons.
Reasons. My name is Jack. That over there is Brian, the editor...
Hello,
his last name is The Editor.
Yes.
And these are some of the things that are trending. I mean, the three body problem is trending. That show is now out.
I think it was at least briefly number one on the Netflix, what can laughingly be referred to as charts.
The charts. But briefly number one does not a hit make. They've definitely been canceling some shows that were briefly number one. So
kind of their thing, honestly.
Yeah, they kind of love doing that shit.
They love canceling a popular show after the first season.
I have not seen it yet. I have read the first 2.5 books of the trilogy. I've gotten into the third one and just lost momentum. I'll say the whole word. I lost the whole damn word of momentum. Did you read the whole trilogy?
I read the whole series and part of that fanfic that came out after, but it's a doozy. I have opinions. It's not perfect series, but man, the high concept sci-fi is top notch. Characters, not so much. But good stuff. If you like sci-fi.
The show, it follows through on your expectations?
The show is So I started watching the Tencent version. They made a Chinese TV adaptation. Uh-huh. And it's like, the season is like 30 episodes. And it's just covering the first book. And I have almost no patience for that. Like, something that's so drawn out. I'm like, I might as well watch fucking anime if I'm going to do that. But This is a little more, you know, palatable as far as like length. It's 8 episodes, which is difficult to adapt. It's already difficult to adapt a book or a series. But I think they made some smart choices, and, you know, in adapting it for a Western audience who probably hasn't read the books or is even into like hard sci-fi. You know, they added a little bit of character to it. They presented all the elements that you need to be aware of going forward. They set up the stuff they needed to set up, and I think it was pretty smartly done.
Smartly handled, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I feel like it could have done with a little more budget or time, but...
a little more HBO, a little less Netflix.
It looks like a Netflix show. Netflix in this current era where they don't really actually have the money to be dumping like a shit zillion dollars into each project like they did 5-6 years ago. But it's effective. That's all I'll say. It's effective at getting the concepts across. But it's obviously not a book. You know, there's going to be some simplifications and some things left out, but it's definitely worth a watch. I burned through it over the weekend. It was pretty good.
Nice. All right. Well, that's we'll probably eventually watch it and cover it on the show. But it's a cool show. Definitely, as somebody who's interested in, like, you know, possibilities of first contact, it has an interesting, some interesting ideas on like what that could look like.
Some pants shittingly interesting ideas sometimes.
Yeah. They're not nice, it turns out. All right. Other things that are trending, another MAGA candidate, or Republican candidate, I guess. I don't know if they were explicitly MAGA, but a Republican candidate lost a special election in Alabama, to quote Forrest Gump.
In Bama?
In Bama. Yeah. So some people are concerned about that and think maybe this is sign of things to come. They did. The Democrats successfully made the election about abortion, although one could argue the Republicans successfully made the election about abortion by overturning Roe. But it's it continues to the Republicans continue to have that problem of their values being wildly unpopular. You know, as we talked about with Sarah Marshall, the pro-life movement is pretty young and it rests on a foundation of dust. There's not a whole lot there.
They have a real boner for taking the same L over and over and over again.
And it's the only thing that gives them a boner, weirdly.
Yeah,
unfortunately for them, which is another part of the problem.
Weird boners. Yeah.
they can only get weird boners. They can't get normal ones. That makes them mad. Makes a old guy angry. All right. Harvard is getting rid of its book Bound in Human Skin. This is one of those stories that
they've gone woke, huh?
They've gone woke, man. This is one of those stories that just pisses me off.
You can't even find a book in human skin anymore without these fucking DEI initiatives.
Yeah. They probably shouldn't have announced this. They probably should have just done it maybe a century ago.
This is a Streisand effect type thing where I'm like, I didn't even know you guys had books bound in skin. But
well, they had to put it in the most like corporate speak possible by being like, what did they say? After careful study, stakeholder engagement and consideration, Harvard Library and the Harvard Museum Collections Returns Committee concluded that the human remains used in the book's binding no longer belong in the Harvard Library collections.
That is inhuman. All you have to say is, yo, what the fuck is this book? This is weird.
What the fuck?
How is this special leather
exist?
Yeah. What do you mean special leather?
Origin story of the book is that somebody wrote a book about souls. A doctor friend of theirs then, quote, bound the book with skin from the body of an unclaimed female patient who had died of natural causes. Who knows what their definition of a female patient dying of natural causes was at that time. But his reasoning was a book about the human soul deserved to have a human covering. Alternate perspective on that might be that a book about the human soul might deserve a covering that isn't an affront to all laws of the human soul and like horror movie logic and ethics and humanity. I don't know. Or you could say, Well, a book about human soul, so you got to have human skin on it. Just a weird perspective from somebody.
It's particularly ghoulish, and I don't know. I'm guessing this person didn't have a whole lot of like friends or anybody around him to tell him that that's weird, and you probably shouldn't bind books in human leather.
No, it's
what do you think, like, human leather feels like?
I'm guessing it's like waxy is how I've been imagining it since I've been reading about this story. Like waxy and dry and
do you think they have to like moisturize it periodically?
Yeah, like a lot of the CeraVe.
Yeah. Neutrogena. It's like hey, go lube up the special books.
Yeah, go, we gotta lotion this bitch down.
Yeah.
It's just such a... So Harvard's been sitting on this one for a while. In 2014, they confirmed that the book was bound in human skin and have now decided it no longer belongs to the library. It's just so, like,
I have
Harvard-y.
A question. So is this a book that you can go to the library and take out as a student or whatever the fuck? Like...
No,
or is
I'm guessing
this one of their private... Is this in the private collection?
Private that, stock. Yeah.
You know, like the library that they have at the Vatican, where it's like, oh, we have all these books, but no one can fucking see them.
No, this is just for people coming to the Harvard Collection Museum, the Harvard Museum Collections, and also for people presumably in like the secret Harvard fraternities that like do summoning spells and jack off into the skull of Geronimo or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever the Harvard equivalent, I think that was Yale or Princeton that jacks off in like next to the dead body of Geronimo. But I, you know, Harvard probably has
their own analog
of thing to jack off into to just make sure that you're completely untethered by the bounds of good taste that the rest of us concern ourselves with, so that, you know, you're a real Harvard man. Anyways, Harvard said that their handling of the book was often inappropriate, employing a sensationalistic, morbid, and humorous tone. So we don't have the details on that just yet, but if they're coming out and being like, not only did we have this book bound in human skin, but we were like kind of like dicks about it, the way we referred to it and like talked about it. So our bad. And we can move on, correct?
The way they talk about this, the words they have chosen to use are so, but it's like, we're going to try and give the binding a respectful disposition.
Yes.
Like, you mean regular binding? You're going to bind it like a regular, just like speak normal.
Yeah. Everything is written like it is, you know, being written by somebody by Harvard. If Harvard became a sentient AI. The human remains will be given a respectful disposition that seeks to restore dignity to the woman whose skin was used. Harvard's got secrets that I'm sure we'll just, you know, we'll hear about in the coming centuries and be like, good God.
Yeah, after the siege. We should just siege Harvard. Siege. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right. Yeah, we'll be right back. We're going to go siege Harvard. We'll be back after these messages.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And I think we mentioned at one point that Jerry Seinfeld is making his directorial debut with a movie about Pop-Tarts. And I didn't quite know what that could mean. Like, what was that going to be? And then the trailer dropped for it. Mm-hmm. And I still don't know if my brain can quite wrap itself around what he's going for here, like what this movie is. It's like part one of those like movies like The Founder, but then it's also part like a Zucker Brothers like fantastical like slapstick comedy, but also it has like vibes of a Ron Howard Dr. Seuss movie. Like the Lorax.
There's like this element of like whimsy and staginess to it that is really, really, I can't overstate how off-putting the tone of this film
really
is to me.
It feels weird.
It's upsetting to me.
He seems like this also feels related to me because so his origin story for this was, I was stuck at home watching endless sad faces on TV. I thought this would be a good time to make something based on pure silliness. And so we took my Pop-Tart stand-up bit from my last Netflix special, which we all loved and adored and watched.
And saw. I totally knew existed, yes.
And exploded it into a giant, crazy comedy movie. I think I have seen his Pop-Tart stand-up bit, and it's like, the shape is the same as the box. It's square. Like the fact that Pop-Tarts are like rectangular is seen as like weird by him. I don't quite understand it. But anyways, it does feel like him being like, tired of looking at all these sad faces on TV, just feels like it's coming from the same place as that Imagine video.
That was literally just about to say that. I'm like, yeah, bro, you're so fucking out of touch with reality. I guess I will give him just the like the modicum of grace here and say like it does seem like it's coming from like a genuine place, but this is also a man who is completely out of touch with reality.
It looks completely unhinged in the like, and I mean that in the best way possible.
Like, it's got Baz Luhrmann levels of unhingedness, but it's Jerry Seinfeld, who, despite being an actor for decades, has never gotten any better at it. And this is his directorial debut.
Yeah.
So,
I think he is a fine comedic actor. I've been watching rewatching old episodes of Seinfeld.
I love Seinfeld the show, but he's not a good actor.
No, he's not a good actor, but he's exactly as good as he needs to be for like some of the stuff that he's like written with Larry David. But so in this world, food mascots like the Quaker Oats guy and Snap, Crackle and Pop are real somehow. And we also see the Pop-Tart testing process involves fatal explosions. There's at least one CGI anthropomorphic Pop-Tart, although who knows, like that could be a dream sequence as we've seen in Snow Dogs and other films that promise a rapping kangaroo, say Kangaroo Jack, and then, you know, don't deliver on that. But this one seems completely unhinged and
I'm just strange. Gonna say this smacks of Private Equity. Like, fuck every single one of these movies going forward. I'm not gonna engage with this. Like,
oh, any like product origin story?
They're just taking, they've literally run through every other like actual narrative based property.
IP. Yeah.
They've made every fucking comic book a movie. And now they're doing fucking Bob Dylan and the Beatles and Pop-Tarts. And I'm not here for it at all.
I'm here for the Bob Dylan and the Beatles one, but no, yeah.
Look, I know you can't help yourself, but I can't. I'm just going to pretend all this stuff doesn't exist. Because, yeah, like, this is just, I'm from LA. I've known many filmmakers and writers who are struggling forever.
Oh, you think you're better than me, bro?
To get their actual original stories.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And this is what they've decided to do instead, because it has like cultural cachet or something. Like, people have heard of it. So it's woefully effective. I'll give them that. It works. I've heard of Pop-Tarts, so I'll go see this Pop-Tarts movie. I'm not blaming the people. I'm just like, this is gross.
By go see it, you will walk to your laptop and press play for the first 15 minutes.
This isn't even going on the server. I'm not.
Wow.
I'm not entertaining this one iota. But everybody else have fun with the Pop-Tart movie.
All right. Everybody else have fun with drones. DoorDash has added drones to drone delivery to its menu in some places. So I haven't seen this anywhere. I feel like it's going to really be an upsetting experience the first time I see a drone, hear a drone, because you'll hear them before you see them, is what I'm told by people who've been attacked by them. The first time I hear a drone roaring through the sky to drop off like a basket of wings and fries, it's going to be like even more upsetting than seeing a like fucking cyber truck on the street. It's just like, what? This sucks, right? Like, this is going to suck.
The thing about like drone delivery in certain circumstances makes perfect sense. Especially depending on the drone, like rural areas, you know, like you need like an insulin drop in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Gaza.
Drone can be really effective, like medical related things. But I'm like, this is just to like, the logistics of flying this, you know, it's not a little DJI thing. Like, it has to carry stuff. So it's going to be pretty decently sized. It's going to be loud. And it's going to be buzzing around. Like, the FAA doesn't allow you to fly these things over 400 feet. So it's going to be relatively low to the ground. And
just swarms of these coming down Fifth Avenue through New York
City.
Yeah.
Like, it's.
Maybe it won't. Maybe, I don't know. Has anybody seen these? Like, we have these, like, little wheelie guys that are, like, delivery bots that are, you know, always rolling around the streets of Los Angeles. You see them like probably once or twice a day. I've only passed them in my car. I haven't like had to walk past them. I feel like they just look so easy to kick over, you know? But I'd be curious to hear from anybody who has seen a drone delivery and just like what the experience is like, what's your impressionistic take of like, you know, seeing a DoorDash delivery drone like buzzing through the sky? Like,
I'm just trying to picture it because I've worked at like restaurants before and I'm like, okay, let me picture myself working at Chipotle. And it's like, okay, I'm there, I'm making the fucking burrito. And then I go out to like the helipad in the parking lot.
Right.
And look, it like, I'm just like, how, what are the nuts and bolts of this? How does this work in, you know, a major city for something as trivial as like food? Like, it makes a lot more sense for medical applications, for like other things, but I'm just like, people just flippantly ordering like onion rings and a milkshake. I'm like, this I don't know, it just seems like a lot when probably a scooter would suffice. But then you have to pay people. That's what this is all for, is they don't want to pay people to deliver this stuff because they have to like live.
Yeah.
But they're trying.
They're trying. Yeah. And it'll just be flying through the sky, taking out birds, you know, like just accidentally dropping. Like, you'll just be walking down the street and a fry will like drop on your head. Like, I'm sure it's going to be a very, very weird future.
Honestly, and I would get inordinately excited for like a half a second if food started falling from the sky. I'm like, wait, it's happening.
It's happening. The cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Yeah, I'm like, yo,
cinematic universe.
Going down.
It's going down for real. Well, that is what is trending on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you, Brian. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
I'm on Twitter and Brian the editor, and just go away.
Okay. Yeah, everybody just go away. Stop
Twitter
asking.
People.
All right. That's going to do it. Until tomorrow, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yep.
Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Nope.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.